Yeah, my name's Andy. I'm an addict.
Hi, Andy.
It's great to be here. I'm full of joy. Can't you hear me?
I'm full of joy.
And I'm not headlining tonight, and that's all right too. And as I was getting off the platform at Charing Cross, I just felt really tearful. But that was because I just felt so joyful. It was, feeling joyful. I was overwhelmed with emotions, and I just felt really joyful, and I was feeling tearful. And just a moment ago, I was just looking around all this room, and I just wanted to, and I mean this, because I know it sounds really plonkery and all that, but, I just want to thank everybody in this room. Because you're part of my recovery, and it's... I kind of go there, because that's how it works for me. But you guys, I find life very, very hard, And that's my truth. And I was talking to Andrew there, and he wanted me to tell a story, and, I'll give you a flavour of my using. Like, I wake up one morning, and my girlfriend Barbara, she's off out the door, gone, fucking... Where is she? So I go rocking up to my chemist, and he said, well, Barbara's been in and taken your script. She's come and picked it up for you. I thought, that's fucking really decent of her. So I get straight on my bicycle, cycling back to the Elephant and Castle from the West End at fucking 200 miles an hour. Like, I've gone rushing up. I'm living on the fourth floor. Now, this is about the getting and using and the whole insanity of it and codependency. It all comes into this one story. So I get to the fucking door, I'm banging on the... I mustn't swear, that's right.
I think I'll speak in a posh accent and I won't.
And I get to my door and I'm banging on the door, no answer, it's all quiet. I can hear a bit of rustling and I know she's in there. Like, this is, it's like a child. You know when you used to do something wrong and at home and then you'd sort of run away and then you'd go back home, and that's exactly what Barbara did. She nicked my script. I don't know what she was thinking, and gone home and not letting me into the house, though, right? So she's right up on the fourth floor. So I'm going, yeah, let me... Nothing. So I said, I've got to get into the house. So I've gone around the side of the building. It's a block of flats, four floors up. And there's this plastic drain pipe. And I turn into Spider-Man. I'm right up there and... I'm climbing up this drain pipe, four floors, climb over into the balcony, walk into the front room, and there she is. Like, all my amps there, like, decks, rip, fucking bits and pieces there, And she looks at me, like, as if nothing's happened, gets up to kiss me, she goes, all right, darling, puts her lips forward, and I go, yeah, all right, darling, nice to see her, now get out of the fucking way, where's me gear, and it's just, like, insane things like that, I could have died that... Plastic drain pipe was really loose, as I was climbing up it, I'm sort of forcing it down, not pulling it away, kind of thing, so I wouldn't fucking fall off. So I wouldn't fall off. How many is that? Two? Five? Is it?
At least. So
this won't be going to any. Oh, fuck the World Services. That's all I can say. And then another time, my using was nutty. But my experience is that I didn't really want to be using. I remember the first day I had that first spliff, and the bloke says, you've got to really hold it down, just hold it down. And I kept holding it down, and nothing happened. And I'm going, we're all sitting around Donovan's gaff at the time. Don't know if you know who Donovan was. Some of you do. Like, what he knows. Anyway, the old people know Donovan. And he's a very famous rock star of the 60s. But nothing happened. So I've gone home, and I've got this cannabis, and I've rolled up four joints. And I've rolled up, and they did work, one after another, and I was off my nut. And I was off and running after that. I was speaking to Andrew earlier, another Andrew, there's lots of Andrews in this fellowship, but
And we were talking about heroin, and I remember my first bit of heroin, and when I took it, and I just was puked up. Just puked up from taking this heroin. And I was sick for 3 days, and I said I would never take it again. And then, but then the head kicks in, the addict goes, yeah, but there must be more to this than meets the eye. You know, it's not all about vomiting, surely, you know. And it, because the box, it was diamorphine, and I've said this before, it had a skull and crossbones on it. A Jolly Roger, you know. And it's got poison written on it. You go, oh, I'll have some of that then, you know. And it's just, and that's what it was like, and I just used for, I used for 34 years. I couldn't stop using. And then, and I got, and I've been around the fellowship for about 24 years, and I cleaned up for 7, and I relapsed off, I relapsed after 7 years, and I went out for another 4 years. And now I'm back, I've got a birthday next week on the 14th, where I'll be 13 years, which is fantastic for me, you know. I know, it's fucking marvellous. It's because I'm worth it, isn't it, really, yeah. No, but it's really good. And where's it gone? It just goes so quickly. And I really love this process. Look at my hands, look, I'm going off. Oh, that's better. And when I came round this time, I just went into detox. I did the first time round, I went into a rehab. But what was good about the rehab, they had 5 meetings in there a week. And that's where I got the message, really. First time I stopped using, I just got the notion it would be nice not to use. And it was nice to have clean clothes, it was nice to have food, it was nice not to be using, but the whole program wasn't geared to addiction, the disease of addiction, or the notion of, it wasn't 12-step, but it was just nice to be clean. And that's what stuck with me. I used after leaving that place, and I used for 10 years after that. But that stuck with me. It's nice not to use. And then I got into this other rehab where they had, it was a therapeutic program, it was a concept house, but they had 4 or 5 meetings in there a week. And that's where the journey started for me, especially with that phrase, alcohol is a drug. We are people with a disease of addiction who must abstain from all drugs in order to recover. And I thought, bingo, you know, that really, I thought, yeah, that's it. It was always the alcohol that was... I loved a pint of lager. I used to use all around the West End. I was going to go like that, you know. All around here, mate. You could see, got any Amps, got any Dex, got any Rick, got any this, got any that. All day long, 24-7. All around here. It was... And during that time, the using smothered the most outrageous behaviour. I could justify the things that I was doing. I was lucky not to have murdered a man. I was lucky of not to have beaten a man to death. I was lucky not to have been beaten and shot and stabbed and really hurt. And it was all more by luck than judgment. And on a more serious note, you know what I mean? But it was... That's bloody scary, that microphone. I used up here for years and years, and the thread was, I don't want to be using. I really didn't want to be using, and I didn't know how to stop. And when I relapsed as well, that really shocked me, how baffling, cunning and baffling this illness is, because I thought I was all right. And I used, and it wasn't... And I couldn't see it. I was going down to Portsmouth to see one of my children, and every time I went to Waterloo, I had to have a pint of lager or a couple of pints, and I couldn't see it. It was going, it's fuck all to do with us, mate. It's nothing to do. It's her, it's the job, it was never the using. Even after 7 years, you would have thought you'd kind of get a grip of it and understand it. But once you're in it, and you know yourselves, like even in different things, once you're in it, it's very hard to see. I can't see. I'm blinded. My addiction blinds me that I haven't got it, basically. And that's how it was. And that's during the relapse. So when I came back,
I got grateful really quickly on my return journey. I was just so grateful to be back in the rooms after, you know, after 4 years of relapse. Lots of crying, lots of self-pity, lots of just, it was madness. And I was just so grateful to get back in the rooms, just doing the readings, who is an addict, how it works, just the comfort of it, just the comfort of the room. Because this, for me, this is bloody comfortable. Look, you looking at me, all, everybody's winking at me and smiling at me. This is great, you know. I don't get that anywhere else. You know, I don't get that, what is it, generosity of spirit anywhere else. This is where I get it. This feeds me and I'll suck it right up. You know what I mean? It's lovely. It's just so nice. This is, you know, like, this is the best thing that happens to me. Like, it's come to meeting, be around addicts who aren't using. You know, fantastic. Look at you lot. Fantastic. It's just fantastic. You know, 13 years has gone by since I came out of that detox. And I, when I went in there, I couldn't wait to get in there. I thought I was going on my holidays. I had a suitcase. I'm bowling down there. Because I just wanted to stop doing what I was doing. And I knew how to do it. And I acted really flash in there when the old NA people, I said, what do you fucking know? And all this. And all this. Oh, sorry. And but it was just... And it's been just such a fantastic journey. And I share this, you know, nobody in this room has taken anything away from me. They've always just added to my experience. And Chrissy's over there is laughing at me, ducking down, but, you know, because he's going, yeah. But it's true, nobody's taken anything away from me. They've just added to my experience. And I've learned as a result. Because I've had to bloody learn. You know, nobody's taken anything away from me. They've just given to me. You just keep giving to me and that's it. And through this process, I just like the process. Don't forget to touch my knee when it's 5 minutes, you promised. just a titter that one out. I'm not really good. Won't use that in the next set. And it's just the process, the steps, the God thing, the service thing, the honesty, the open-mindedness, the willingness, just being part of, just having somewhere to go. Because I need somewhere to go. When I've got time on my hands, that's when I need to go to a meeting. And I will use meetings to procrastinate. I will come into a meeting rather than do the washing up. I will come into meetings rather than write my dissertation. I will come to meet, you know. I use meetings like I use using in some ways. And it's all right. But I'm not picking up. I haven't picked up on a, you know, daily basis now for nearly 13 years. And that's what it's about. You use the meetings how you want to use them. But, you know, you get involved. You do service, you do the step work, you sponsor people, you get, you know, you get sponsored, you pray, and you try. I just try and do the next best thing. And what I kind of leave it on, and I share this all the time, is that what I know is the nicer I am to people and my environment, the nicer I am to myself. And it just rolls on. And that's as a result of this program. And I'm just truly grateful to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And if I've sworn too much, fuck it. All right, and I'll leave you with that one.